Hi, this is Joe Patty. Thanks for listening to WRTI Online. This service is made possible through the support of WRTI's members. You can become a member, too. Since you're already online, just visit www.wrti.org and click the Become a Member link on the upper left corner of the webpage. You can also join us by phone at 1-866-809-9784. Your membership will help keep WRTI's broadcast and online services strong. And again, thank you. Now, on with the show.
The Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and Chief Conductor Maurice Janssens will be giving its first U.S. tour together beginning November 1st at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia. We had an opportunity to speak with Maestro Janssens from his hotel room, actually, in Russia prior to his leaving for the tour. We're going to talk a little bit about you and your position as chief conductor of the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
You have been there for how long now?
No, 3 years.
3 years. You have a very close affinity for the music of Shostakovich, don't you?
Well, no, yes, of course, in one way, yes. Because I worked in St. Petersburg, of course, and I studied in Vienna, I studied in St. Petersburg, and of course, Shostakovich is one of my most beloved composers.
There is a lot of discussion about Shostakovich and the years, of course, with Stalin, and how Stalin really gave him a very, very difficult time. What was the real story? Do you have any idea about what was going on at that time, why it was so difficult?
No, of course, it was difficult. You know, it was a dictature in Stalin. Dictator was very difficult, and he controlled the people and controlled himself personally. Shostakovich, and of course, was very critical to him, and he criticized him. But in one way, of course, he supported him too, because he was a leading conductor, a leading composer in Russia, and very important figure for Soviet Union. So that he, one way, was very critical to him, but from other side, he was, of course, proud to have such composer as representative of Soviet Union. Of course, he wanted to control him and, you know, to be aware that he, of course, he sometimes felt when he didn't like his music, that he felt that it is not enough democratic music for people. But in music, you know, it's so abstract to art, you can't really confirm what does it mean.
I wanted to ask you, how do you evaluate music as being democratic or reactionary or what?
Yeah, this is what made him difficult, because if he would be a writer, then he would, of course, react differently. And I think it would be dangerous. He could kill him, because, of course, in his music was very much expressed, you know, the personal drama of a human being,
right,
his struggle against society.
Right.
You could feel in this music, but you can't really confirm it properly by words. You can only feel. It is, of course, not enough, perhaps, to confirm. But he criticized his opera, Lady Macbeth, because he didn't like it.
Yes.
Because there was too much erotic and much death, and so that he was very critical to this opera. And then since that, he started to be very critical to him.
Yes, I know that. And actually, the Fifth Symphony was, when was that composed? Was that after Stalin's?
Pardon?
The Fifth Symphony, when was that composed?
The Fifth Symphony was composed before the war.
Okay. So, and that, I think, was not received very well either, was it?
Oh, no. Fifth Symphony was very, very good received. Fifth Symphony was, you know, after he wrote the Fourth Symphony, he was very criticized. And he wrote Fifth Symphony, he was great success from the symphony.
But it's a very human symphony. I mean, it is so emotional and...
Yeah, but this was very positive. This symphony was very good to receive.
Yes.
The difficulty was with the Fourth Symphony.
Uh-huh. Is it very different in terms of expression?
Yeah, this was different symphony. It was, some new kind of direction for Shostakovich to write music, and this was a little, he even didn't want it. It was not allowed, and he didn't perform. He forbidden to perform.
Now, Maestro, you were chief conductor, of course, of the Oslo Philharmonic for what, about 20 years? Is that right?
20 or 3 years.
Yes. And what made you, I mean, I'm sure the Bavarian Radio Symphony approached you, but what made you change? What does a conductor, how does a conductor plan his career? Is it a matter of moving on to a different level or what?
Yeah, in one day, of course, but I, after Oslo, when I was in Oslo, I got an invitation to Pittsburgh, and I took the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Yes, for a while.
And then I left Oslo, and then I got invitation from Bavarian Radio Orchestra, and then I got invitation from Concertgebouw. So, it's so gradually you get, invitations and proposals from orchestras when you work. But I never calculated, I never, made my calculation in my career. I just worked, and this proposals or invitations came, so from themselves, so they're very naturally. So I think if you are doing good your job and you are successful, it will come from itself.
Yes.
You should not do anything specially. You should only be, you should be a good conductor. It's all what you need, actually, to do.
Now, you tell me what you think a good conductor is.
Is, of course, conductor who is interested musician with a fantasy, and who is very, good artist, who works wonderful with the orchestra, and has interesting ideas, and has a good technique, kind of conducting technique, and can lead good orchestra, and can, as good chief conductor, if you are, you can to be a good leader of the orchestra.
So you have to have everything, is that right?
Actually, yes.
Now, you were originally is your instrument the violin?
Yes, violin and piano.
Now, the orchestra is interested in performing new music, aren't they, or more contemporary
yes,
works?
Yes, of course, they are doing very wide repertoire. It's very wide repertoire orchestra. They do everything, but the contemporary music is very important. We, in this orchestra, is one of the, I would say, very few orchestras who does so much contemporary music. No, I don't think any other orchestra, perhaps some other orchestras are approximately the same, because we have special subscription which calls Musica Viva.
Yes.
And they are performed only contemporary music, only new pieces. And these are very long traditions, almost, 50 years from this, and they are doing regularly, and so the orchestra plays a lot of contemporary music.
So what kind of attendance do you get? Because, we have a serious problem here in the United States about programming for orchestras.
I know, It's, it's, of course, very difficult and painful question, because contemporary music, it's a problem actually everywhere, but I must tell you that we have some kind of two groups of public.
Certainly.
This is so, of course, subscription public is who comes to the regular concert with the more traditional repertoire.
Certainly.
And then is a group of people who come only for this Musica Viva, because they are big contemporary music lovers.
How old is the usual? I mean, are these younger people or are these
younger people? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Younger people, different people, and then are some people who are coming to both. But generally, I would say there are two different groups of people. Of course, there's these people who like contemporary music are not so many, but actually the concerts are always full, because there is enough people who like this contemporary music. But they are special people, and completely independent of subscription concerts.
So they really appreciate what,
yes,
what you're playing.
Yes, they appreciate and they really concentrate on the contemporary music.
Now, for the musician, of course, it is certainly contemporary repertoire is much more demanding in the sense that you don't really prepare for that. I mean, I don't think that when musicians study, they work in orchestras and they study repertoire, but essentially they stick pretty much to the more conservative repertoire. And I'm just wondering, is there a great deal of work that goes into the performance of contemporary music as opposed to, say,
you know,
the
I
other.
I must tell you, know, they prepare to every program. They study at home and they have a experience. They are experienced people for contemporary music and they are, of course, you know, this is very, very high class orchestra. It's a world top orchestra.
Absolutely.
One of the best orchestras in the world. For them, it's not a problem. But they are always prepared and for them, contemporary music is not something like, you know, foreign language. But I must tell, I'm not sure that, you know, the contemporary music is much more, let's say, difficult as a repertoire. Because, you know, I think musically, yeah, technically sometimes it is technical difficulties or more difficult musical language.
Yes.
But since the orchestra is at a very high level, then it's not so problematic. But musically, I think, you know, to play Beethoven or
yes.
Brahms or, you know, Mahler or what, Mozart, it is very difficult. I think musically it is perhaps more difficult as contemporary music.
Absolutely. I mean,
and
there's no question. Yeah.
This is, and secondly, when you, it's a repertoire piece, then you know that it's, the difficulty is that you do it without routine.
Right, right.
It would be always freshness, and this is, demands from you special attention.
Yeah, and then on the other end, of course, you conducted for the first time in the New Year's concert. You conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. So on the other end of the spectrum, you must have had fun doing that.
Oh yes, it was great joy.
Yes, it's really a lot of fun. The audience is marvelous too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's very special and has very special atmosphere. And but of course, he demands from you a lot because, you know, to conduct Johann Strauss is not easy.
No, and I am so happy to hear you say that because, you know, you really can tell. There is, it's very difficult in a sense
very
because the accent, you know, the delayed.
I completely agree with you.
Absolutely.
It's very, very difficult. It's very specific music, wonderful music, and you should have a wonderful taste.
A feel, and yes.
And feel this music. It seems that it's not so difficult, but it's really very difficult.
Well, when it's right, it's right, you know, and when it's not right, you know, you're really, so you have, now, what are your plans? This is your newest release, with the Shostakovich, there are three symphonies.
You know, we are doing, of course, since it's a radio orchestra, we don't do studio productions. These radio orchestras don't do anymore.
Yes.
Actually, their life is the same like normal concert orchestra. Only the difference is that all concerts are broadcasted.
Okay.
And so we have all concerts, what they're doing, orchestra broadcasted. So then later they send in radio these concerts or even we can produce the recording. And this is what we are doing. We have our own label together with Sony.
Okay.
And we are producing the concerts. The productions which actually we find quality is good, so we are doing so our CDs and even TV. We have three TV productions a year,
mm-hmm.
which are broadcasting live, and then they send in TV. And of course, concerts we do 2-3 recordings a year for our own label.
So that's really quite, that's the new way of doing things, I think, because the recording industry is so dreadful
now. Yeah, the recording
now.
Industry is in big trouble, and this is, I think, the only right way to do.
So who supports the orchestra, then? Is it just...
Broadcast, yeah, it's because of the people pay, how you call this, they pay for radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you on the Internet? Is it possible to listen to the orchestra's performances on the Internet?
Well, I think yes, we discussed this. I think you are right. This is a new way, and this is, I think, right way, but I think our orchestra is in the internet.
Yes,
I
they're streaming on the internet because the world is so small now with the internet. But we look forward to hearing you here in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
You will be here November 1st,
yes.
And you'll be doing a wonderful program, Shostakovich 6 and Beethoven 7, so that's terrific. And then you're going to New York, aren't you?
New York, 3 concerts in New York and 1 in Washington.
Chicago. Yeah, Chicago. And then back home, is that right?
And yes, then I go back home, and then I go to Japan with the Konzertgebouw.
So. Oh my goodness! So how now? You are a regular conductor with the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, and is this guest conducting the Konzertgebouw?
No, I'm chief conductor of Konzertgebouw.
Also, how many orchestras? Then you have what? 2 major?
I have only 2. I'm chief conductor. I think it's already enough.
It's enough.
Yeah.
Well, Maestro, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure speaking with you, and hope to see you in Philly. Bye bye. We've been speaking with Maestro Maurice Janssens, who will be conducting the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra in Philadelphia at the Kimmel Center on Wednesday, November 1st. You're listening to Crossover here on WRTI.